Welcome to Ask Say, the podcast. This is Say Tioko speaking, and you are now listening to episode 11. So our topic today has something to do with one of the questions that I received on Instagram. So if you follow me on Instagram, you would know that I usually do an Ask Say segment via my Instagram stories. There has also been a spike or an increase in the questions submitted to me that are related to love, sex, and relationships. And I know that this is all because of the educational campaign series that I released together with Ilya about 2 months ago. And we concluded that first part of that educational series about sex toys. And this is a really good time to remind you guys that if ever you haven't seen the videos, they are still up on my channel on YouTube. And again, I'll have the links down in the information box. And you guys have until the end of the month to enter the giveaways. So again, we have ongoing giveaways on the first, the second, and the very last video in this campaign. So I decided to extend the duration of the giveaways, and we will be announcing all the winners all together on the very first day of September. Also, stay tuned because now that we are done with part one of the educational campaign series with Ilya on sex toys, part two is coming up, and it's going to be, again, very interesting and something to really look forward to. At the very end of this podcast episode, I will also be answering a bunch of questions that were submitted via Anchor. So these are voice recordings from you guys, my listeners, and this is a really great way to become part of Ask Say the podcast. So if ever you haven't submitted your voice recording with your question to me, all you have to do is click on the link that I have in the information box for you guys, and that link will lead you to the Anchor site. So all you have to do is record your own voice, and please do make sure that you're recording in a quiet room with no background music, please, kasi medyo distracting kapag may background music. So I look forward to all your submissions, and again, I cannot wait to have you guys be part of the podcast. Alright, so for our topic today, I will be answering the question, when are you getting married? So this is one of the questions that I received in my previous Ask Say segment via my Instagram stories. And again, this is not the first time I have been asked this question. Kailan ka ikakasal? And I answered in a very straightforward manner. And what I said was, it is none of anyone's business. I honestly think that this question should be filed under the questions no one should ever ask because it is rude. The only time I think this question is valid is if it is being asked by my partner. So unless you are my partner, I think if you ask me this question, it is considered rude or out of line because I don't know you, you don't know me. Stranger asking another stranger, when are you getting married? So I think that is a little bit out of line. This question is like asking a question to a married couple na walang anak saying, oh, kailan kayo magkakaanak? Bakit wala pa kayong baby? Kailan kayo gagawa ng baby? So it has that very pakialamerang tita vibe. So I remember watching Wifey's video about this. So Wifey is my best friend. Her name is Jessica Godinez, and she is Jessica in Your Head on Instagram and on YouTube. So she and JM, so JM is Wifey's husband, so they addressed this question in one of their videos, and they raised a lot of good points as to why this question is considered insensitive to ask people. So I will link her vlog down in the information box if ever you guys want to watch that, but it just really reminded me na it's just the same thing as asking people kailan sila ikakasal. It is putting people in an uncomfortable situation, and in this case, people you do not personally know. I do know that we are living in the era of social media, and somehow there is this pakialamera culture talaga, especially in the Filipino community, but that doesn't make it okay. One factor that I think makes some people very comfortable with asking this very uncomfortable question to people they know or people they do not know is old conditioning. So what is old conditioning? Ito yung mga bagay na nakasanayan na. So for example, the people that came before you, the generations that came before you, your mom, her mom's mom. So these are things that they were made to believe. generation after generation, they were made to believe that these things were the norm. An example of that is you're supposed to go to school and then attend college, and then after graduating college, kailangan mag-aasawa ka na, and then magkakaanak ka na, and then that's it. They are given this pattern na ang buhay mo kailangan ganito ang flow. Tapos kapag hindi mo sinundan yung flow na yon, then you get shamed for it. So example, people who have children out of wedlock, so they are really shamed. Lalo na nung unang panahon. And also living in the Philippines, we all know that this is such a conservative country. And of course, mayroong mga cultural norms that are still being implemented even though it is the year 2020. I am in no way saying that whoever still follows this cultural norm is bad, because it's their life and it's their choice. This is also a very good time to remind everyone, just in case they don't know it, that not everyone has the same end life goal. Not everyone has that notion in their head na kailangan nilang mag-asawa after ng college, or kailangan nilang magkaanak or magkapamilya. Not everyone thinks that, and not everyone wants that. And that is also okay. That is totally fine, because again, it is your life and it is your choice. The only time this becomes a problem is when some people think that everyone should have the same pattern in life. And when they encounter someone who does not conform to the norm, they see a problem with that person. And that is when it becomes a problem. I also feel very sad and disappointed whenever I encounter young people asking me questions about stuff na, again, they were made to believe na kailangan ito yung gagawin mo, when they're not even sure if it's something that they really want to do in their life. For example, having a boyfriend. So I've said this over and over and over and over, that having a boyfriend is not a requirement. But somehow there are still a lot of young people finding or looking for a boyfriend. And it also happens na dahil sa pressure na to, some people just, you know, pick whoever na maging boyfriend nila, and also put themselves at risk just to live up to that ideal na at this age kailangan may boyfriend ka na, or else tatanda kang dalaga. As if growing up an old maid is a bad thing, when in fact, it is just merely another choice for other people to choose. Again, it's all about choices, it's all about options. Another factor is social pressure, especially on women. This society puts an awful lot of pressure on women. They make age a really big factor when it comes to having children or bearing children, and women are always given a deadline. For example, when it comes to having kids or making babies, I've also received questions before asking me, oh, malapit ka na mag-30, kailan ka magkakaanak? Or kailan mo gusto magkaanak? So that again is a very insensitive question, and it puts me in a very uncomfortable spot. Because why? Number one, I'm not dating anyone. I don't have a boyfriend. We are all experiencing a pandemic and we don't even know when we're gonna go out again and meet people again. Number two, I am not married. Number three, you don't even know if I want to have babies. You don't even know my life plans or anong plano ko sa buhay ko. I think the only thing that makes this okay is that if the person you are going to ask this question to opens up about this topic first, kung siya yung nag-open up about this topic, then it is okay to ask these types of questions. I remember kasi I received a DM from a doctor on Instagram, kasi nga I shared my answer. And one of my answers is, walang deadline, magkaroon ng asawa, boyfriend, and magkaanak. And then she just shared her input as a doctor, as a medical professional, which means her input is 100% legit. Scientifically speaking naman talaga, there is a limit or a certain age up to which a woman's eggs are still considered viable. And we all know na nagme-menopause ang mga babae, so yung iba, kapag ang target nila is to build a family and have a family, talagang they do it or build a family before their menopausal stage. But until you know for sure that a person's life goal is to build a family, then asking these types of questions are never okay, especially to strangers. Also, scientifically speaking, people who can't bear children anymore are still able to do so because there are so many different methods available now. Ang daming different options, like using a surrogate, adopting, in vitro fertilization, sobrang dami ng medically available methods. So you see, it really all boils down to an individual's personal choice and decision. And whatever that choice or decision is, it is none of anyone's business because it's their own life, it's their own choice, it's their own preference. I think, you know, social media also plays a really huge role in this because, again, we are living in a social media era where everything is magnified. Everyone's faults, everyone's lives, everyone's everything. And people tend to compare this person to this person. People think to have that life goal peg na kapag ganito ang pinost mo, ay, dapat ganyan yung buhay ko. Ay, dapat ganyan kagwapo ang boyfriend ko. Dapat ganito yung bahay ko. Dapat sampu yung anak ko. So some people form their life goals out of Instagram. And we all know that social media isn't reality most of the time. Diba nga, you see posts saying expectations versus reality. So it's really, really important not to get caught up in the Instagram culture of expectations. Because if you do get caught up in this culture, it can bring about social, mental, psychological, and emotional problems. I'm sure we all know this, but in case you need reminding, there are hidden things behind online posts. And not everyone who posts happy photos are always happy all the time. Syempre, we don't magnify our failures. We don't magnify our problems. Again, Instagram or social media is a highlight reel. Never allow yourself to get lost in it. So the bottom line for this topic is that you never know what a person is truly thinking or what he or she truly wants to do in life. So just give the same respect you want to be given to you and refrain from asking insensitive questions. Another question that I got from Instagram that I think is also very appropriate to share in line with this topic is something that said, "How do I stop comparing my life to others?" The urge to compare yourself or your life to other people can also stem from old conditioning, cultural norms, and social pressure. So again, it's very related. And I really want to share my answer to this because this is something that I always live by. And I told her, imagine yourself on your deathbed. Nasa kama ka, malapit ka ng mamatay. Imagine yourself in that situation. And you're thinking of all the times you wasted your own time comparing your life to others when you should have been focusing on your own. Just imagine that scenario. There is no point in comparison because they are not you. And you are not them. And that will never ever change. Everyone has their own journey in life. Do not miss out on yours looking at the other side. You will regret it, I am telling you now. I think about this scenario all of the time whenever I get the urge to compare my life to other people. And it brings me back to my center. It brings me back to my core. And I think that is very, very important. Alright, so now it is time to answer the questions that were submitted via voice recording on Anchor. Let us hear our first question.
Hi, Say. This is Michelle Guia Areño or Mitski Pai. I just want to ask if you see yourself publishing a book anytime soon aside from doing podcasts.
Thank you so much for submitting your question, Michelle. And yes, I do see myself publishing a book or maybe books in the future because I think that is the next lane that I really want to take. And our second question is from...
Hi, Missy. This is Bianca. I'm currently watching your live. I just wanted to ask, regarding the podcast that you discussed, did you experience any kind of cheating with all of the relationship that you have? So I'm currently watching the live. Thank you so much.
Hi, Bianca. Thank you for submitting your question. And also, thank you for watching the Instagram live. So I usually do Instagram live sessions. I really try mga once a week. Pero nowadays kasi sobrang maulan. Kaya ang nangyayari, tinatansya ko kapag okay yung internet connection. Because it's no fun going live on Instagram and have the connection go in and out. So to answer your question, have I been cheated on in my previous relationship? My answer is yes. And this is the relationship with the narcissistic abuser. So I have an entire podcast episode about my experience with a narcissistic abuser, but I think I failed to mention that he also cheated on me. And it's no surprise. It's really no surprise at all. But I think it's no problem to share this story with you guys kasi nga I failed to mention it in the podcast episode about the narcissistic abuser. So this happened when I was really deeply trauma bonded to this person. So just in case you don't know what trauma bonding is, it is something that happens to a victim of narcissistic abuse. So again, you can learn more about this in the podcast that I released about the narcissistic abuser. Anyway, this happened when he went to the US to work and I stayed behind in the Philippines. And as you all know, my life is so public. I've been on YouTube since I was 18 years old and everyone saw who I got into a relationship with. You know, the moment I showed him in my vlogs, ang daming hindi natuwa. And for some reason, ang daming nakaramdam ng negative vibe niya at ng negative aura niya. And then apparently, someone decided to put him to a test. So again, he was abroad. I was in the Philippines. And one of my followers decided to pose yata as a girl on Instagram or Facebook pa yun or Instagram. Facebook pala. So someone initiated a conversation with him and then apparently it escalated to asking for nudes. So nangyari, he sent or my ex sent a photo to her and then in turn, he asked for a nude photo from her. Screenshots of the conversation were also sent to me. So I saw that he told her that he has a girlfriend but if she was up for it, she could be his side chick. Ang kapal ng face, magsa-side chick ka pa. And then ang pinaka nangyari sa huli is that nag-unahan sila na sabihin sa akin because I think my ex knew that the girl was playing him just to, you know, sumbong to me. And ang nangyari, nag-unahan sila, the girl sent me a message saying, oh, do you want to know something about your boyfriend? And then this ex naman, he was like, oh, look at this crazy chick, look what she did. He also told me that he was performing a social experiment. Who in their right mind would do a social experiment like that? Anong purpose ng social experiment mo? To get a nude photo from a girl? How stupid do you think I am? And also, how stupid are you for engaging in a conversation with someone you don't even know when you are dating someone who clearly has a public life in the Philippines, diba? Hello? So that is totally cheating for me. That is totally a form of cheating. And when he got caught, he just made excuses. Nakakaloka, no? So that's something I failed to make kwento in that episode. So now you know. Alright, so those were the two questions that were submitted via Anchor. So again, these are listener-submitted voice recordings. And if ever you want to be featured in the next podcast episode, all you have to do is submit your own voice recording via Anchor. Again, I'll have the link down in the information box and all you have to do is click on that link and record your voice. So make sure again na walang background music or background noises para sobrang clear ng question nyo. So state your name and your question and any message you may have for me. So before we finally end today's episode, I want to answer a few questions that were submitted via Instagram. The first question is from Kai Kai Star, and her question is very related to our topic for today. Ang sabi niya, what do we tell people who keep asking me and my husband why we still don't have a baby? So Kai Kai Star, ang sabihin mo sa kanya, it is none of anyone's business. And then i-forward mo sa kanya yung link ng podcast na to para malaman niya na what she is doing is insensitive and it is considered rude. You can also share to her or maybe him the vlog link that I'll be sharing in the information box. Ito yung vlog ni Wifey. And Wifey and JM, so mag-asawa rin sila, they addressed why there is a problem with people asking this question. So again, watch Wifey's video about this. It's very, very on point. The second question is from Alice Mate. Sabi niya, what do rainy days remind you of? It reminds me of the time when I was little, kapag umuulan or bumabagyo, and biglang walang pasok, sobrang saya namin because we don't have to get up early in the morning. And my mom would cook us champorado. Oh my God, girl. I really want some champorado right now. I love childhood memories, no? Ang saya-saya balikan. It's like things were so simple back then. Like when you were a child, wala kang care sa mundo kasi may nag-aalaga sa'yo. Alam mo yun? So, yeah. So now that we are grown-ups na, we have to take care of so many things and think about so many things. Yeah, so enjoy your youth. If ever you're still young, enjoy your youth. And in line with that, I want to share something to you guys that I really found inspiring. I was watching Grey's Anatomy earlier, and in this particular episode, they talked about the golden hour. So it is the first hour na inooperahan nila yung tao. And this is where they diagnose and they check kung anong problema sa taong to, anong operasyon ang kailangan niya. And sa loob ng 1 hour na yon, a lot of things can change daw. And it's so true. Kasi yung isang character doon, he was about to go to a game with his son. And ang ending ng episode is namatay siya. So you see how unpredictable life can be. And in that 1 hour, again, a lot of things can change. And this is a reminder to you, whoever is listening to this episode right now, I am sharing it to you kasi ako kinilabutan ako kanina. When, again, I was reminded of how short life is. So whatever you are doing that is not adding value to your life, stop doing it and start doing things that really matter and start putting things into perspective talaga, because again, life is so short, you guys. Life is so short. So that's the end of our episode for today. I really hope you guys enjoyed listening, and please do stay tuned on my YouTube channel tomorrow because we have a new video coming out again on Sunday, and it's all about a make your own ramen at home. So yummy. You don't want to miss it. This is again Seitioka signing off, and I hope you guys have a good evening, and I will catch you guys in the next episode.